Welcome to Sierra Leone Live News Broadcast. Abuse of power at Kerrytown. Can AIG Patrick A.T. Johnson be contained? By Mahmoud Tim Kargbo, first published the 24th of November 2020. Almost everyone who talked to the Fambula family of Kerrytown, the town's head man, Misbah Kamara, the town's youth chairman, Saidu Kamara, and other residents of Kerrytown were appalled by the alleged display of organized police harassment and intimidation. While the local unit commander and the operations officer at the Waterloo Post Office police station attempted to explain or defend the police actions, the evidence of grave abuse of power was so strong that defense to right-minded nationals was rendered implausible. The actions of Assistant Inspector General of Police, Patrick A.T. Johnson, at Gbade, Kerrytown, had the earmarks of classic police abuse. Lethal weapons at Kerrytown, unlawful detentions, and other intimidating tactics used by members of the Sierra Leone police against defenseless civilians in a matter in which AIG Patrick A.T. Johnson allegedly grabbed land from the Fambula family, an event infused with pain and oppression, and carried out with an attitude of impunity. For some, the event echoed many similar events in the past. Responding to the King incident, a senior police officer declared that the problem of abuse of power in Sierra Leone policing is real. For many others living in Kerrytown, it was a first-time eye-opener, a window into a world of official violence that could not be squared with our cultural and political norms under a new direction, government. Allegations of police abuse in their quintessential form. Several heavily armed police officers often broke into Kerrytown without a judicial warrant, ransacked houses, and terrorized Kerrytown occupants, making derogatory slurs as they proceeded in their intimidating tactics with an intention to ensure the Fambula family backed off from what they say is their private land. Villagers said that sometimes arrests are made until it pleases AIG Patrick A.T. Johnson before they release the detainees. Many believe these allegations by the people of Kerrytown against AIG Patrick A.T. Johnson state a cause of action under Sierra Leone's laws. We must legally counter such a blatant abuse of power without state approval or authorization undertaken by a senior police officer in a private matter. Unfortunately, Kerrytown residents have not realized their expectations. Going 2 years and many legal battles, the abuses by AIG Patrick A.T. Johnson against the Fambula family and Kerrytown residents continue unabated. Arrests and detentions of Kerrytown youth and the daily controversial presence of police in the land from Waterloo Post Office Police Station focused attention once again on the problem of police abuse and showed the continuing existence of the practices and policies that cause it. AIG Patrick A.T. Johnson claimed he was the rightful owner of the land and that he inherited it from his father. However, Kerrytown stakeholders said they've never seen AIG Patrick Johnson or any of his claimed relatives at Kerrytown. They continued, "One Abu Sila Bangura brought Johnson into this whole land issue in 2019 to make money at the expense of ethics." An essential question that emerges from this abuse of power action by AIG Patrick A.T. Johnson is whether the institution, program, and principles we have developed to empower the police in Sierra Leone are also adequate for controlling the police. We must also ask whether, in our society, which relies substantially on the courts to regulate and control governmental behavior, the legal response to police abuse is sufficiently sensitive to the institutional nature of the problem. Enforcing proper restraints on police power is an essential thing for our society under President Bayo's government. Our society cannot harbor both a fear of governmental abuse and a tolerance of repressive measures, the latter reflecting a belief that police excesses are necessary to combat crime. The pervasiveness of violence, the lack of social cohesiveness, and sharp disparities in privilege, wealth, and power supply fertile ground for crime and social unrest. Frustration with disorder and crime leads to a public acceptance of extra-constitutional police practices. Because police abuse is most often directed against those without political power or social status, they dismiss and ignore their complaints. Acceptance of a certain level of police abuse is a predictable majoritarian response to crime, upheaval, and threats to the status quo. The true test of our society's commitment to constitutional constraints is how the government and the courts respond to these systemic deviations from constitutional norms. If we examine current police conduct in light of this test, the response of the government and the courts has been insufficient. We have manifested an indifference to documented abuses, and we have fostered official violence through social, political, and legal structures. Reinforce patterns of unlawfulness. We know much about the principles of no accountability and organizational control, yet we often cannot apply these basic precepts to law enforcement officials. Thanks for listening to our news broadcast. Is your organization looking for ways to communicate its most important messages to Sierra Leoneans worldwide? Please send us a message by using our Contact Us form and feel free to share this and any other audio on our site to social media channels. Sierra Leone Live, linking Sierra Leoneans around the world, since 1999.